Hello, listeners, and welcome. 12 Sided Stories presents Otherworld London, an actual play RPG podcast that uses the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu system. We weave macabre Gaslight era tales of terror and suspense for your listening enjoyment. Our games are story driven and rules light. Now, our keeper for Otherworld London, Wes Otis.
Okay, so let's jump right into it. Let's start with Terry.
Oh, hello. I'm Terry Gamble. I play Alizé Carew. I don't know what's going on now because we're in a cliffhanger. So I have nothing to say other than that.
Hi.
Suspenseful.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelsey. And I'm still going to be Maggie Cooper for you.
Hi, I'm Ethel Prendergast, and I'll be playing Mac Beauvais.
I'm Michelle Otis, and tonight I'll be serving you some swordfish with no, I'm kidding.
That sounds delicious.
What are the specials, please?
I play Eugenia Penbottom of the Lancashire Penbottoms.
One more for safety.
So, speaking of the pterodactyl. So in the last episode, the biggest thing, in my opinion, obviously, was the death of Craggy.
Wait, what?
When Wes just pins me with his eyeballs, I know that.
What are you doing?
Ethel and Maggie got in a fight trying to save Lucy from Craggy's place.
It was a tiff.
And Ethel shot Craggy in the head and killed him. He rematerialized as a ghost.
I can't believe.
And is hanging
not
out
free of Craggy.
And is hanging out. What's funny was
you knew it wasn't going to be that easy.
Unacceptable.
Honestly, I knew it couldn't be that easy.
No, honestly though, what's funny is I was like, okay, I know if Maggie kills Craggy, he's gone forever. But if Ethel kills Craggy,
that's right.
You could have went either way.
So sneaky.
Yeah.
Hopefully means I'm getting powers back, and if I get powers back, maybe I can learn how to dispel ghosts.
Get some damn magic points.
So you killed Craggy, and now he's back as a ghost following you around London asking questions like, why are you doing that? See, I did it.
Ha. Did.
First try.
Yay. You guys went to investigate this second large tree, and you found a bunch of children mice on the tree, kind of hanging out all around, and they're like looking around in unison at everything, moving their heads back and forth, watching people.
Kid.
You guys also checked out the rabbit body that had been attacked by the wolf a few episodes ago, and it was gruesome, but people seem not to see the fact that it's a human with a mask on. They see an actual rabbit or hare or whatever. At the very end,
would you say we're splitting hairs?
Yes, I think we are.
Silly rabbit.
Stop rabbiting on about this subject, please.
So
hop to it, Wes.
12 hours later, suddenly all the mice children disappeared off the tree, and you guys notice this bird creature way off in the distance starting to fly towards you. And when it landed, it had this really bizarre body with this big wide wings that looked like bat wings and this large, almost like alligator snout. You guys likened it to a
pterodactyl. We didn't like it.
A pterodactyl. At some point, you guys made sand checks, and everybody did relatively okay. So you lost some. But Maggie...
Yes, she lost it.
Lost her shit.
Didn't do so well.
And started screaming, and the thing looked right at the building, because you guys went into the building across the street to hide, and it went straight for the building, slamming into the area that you guys are around. All the glass broke. And that's where we're picking up, is this thing is reaching in with its big, like, 50 or, you know, however long foot.
20-foot
span wings into trying to, like, get at you and making this horrible sound.
I don't like it.
What kind of a shop establishment thing are we in?
Curios.
It's a haberdash.
Oh, right.
A haberdasher. Everyone put on a hat. We'll disguise. It'll never know it was us.
Perfect
put on,
idea.
These all have feathers. It'll think that we're one of it.
So the general fires off his shotgun at this thing and fucking hits it in the head. I rolled a 3.
Oh, nice.
Oh, General is
oh, General's got a nice shot.
The rescue.
He did teach us all how to shoot,
he
right?
Did. He
yes.
Did.
Yes.
I'm rather proud.
And he did 8 points of damage. So.
Oh, my.
So he shoots off this gun. And he goes,
Run.
Running, hiding.
So you guys scramble.
Am I of my faculties to, like, follow directions?
Yes.
Okay.
But as you're running through, you suddenly see this hat that's sitting on one of these mobs. And it's this really, like, nice. It's got a jewel on the side of it.
I've never owned something so nice.
You feel this, like, you really need that hat.
Yeah.
And so roll me a power roll.
Okay.
Because you're trying to avoid going for it.
Oh, God, you're a klepto now.
Yeah, for certain. All right,
is
I rolled
it below your power?
25 under my 65.
So you're able to stop yourself from grabbing the hat and adding it to your collection.
I just brush it a little.
Yeah, you're like...
I just pet it, like, oh, bye,
she's
bye,
awful
bye,
nut,
bye.
Isn't she?
I'm not one to judge.
If you kill her, will she be with me? Can you do that? Would you do that?
Will you please shut up?
We both know the answer to that. I'm not going to shut up.
I wish I could kill you again.
So you guys are running. Is it just a general everybody's running, or are you going to try to do anything, or are you just trying to get as far away from this thing as possible?
I would like to get away from
the
thing.
Yeah, we need to get as far away as possible.
I don't think I have a lot I can do at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Scray.
Yeah.
Okay, so the general's in back of all of you, and you guys rush into the alleyway in the back, and you can hear this thing trying to grab and get at you as you're shutting the door. And Benny goes, where do we go? Should we go through the alleyway? We can't go back to the house. We can't take it back to the house. What do we do?
We could go hide at the rose petal. It's empty. It's been cleared out. No one would even look for us there.
Well, I guess that's as good a place as any.
She doesn't know that it's burnt down to the ground.
All the way to the ground?
It's pretty much a shell.
I'm afraid that is no longer an option. Perhaps we find a sturdy establishment, like perhaps a proper church.
You all are like the 3 little pigs, or 7 pigs. How many people are here? There's a lot of you.
Why am I not surprised that Craggy cannot count?
Oh, can we go? Is he trying to count us?
Try it.
I know where to go. The tube. The underground.
The underground. Perfect.
I mean, I've never been, but I think it would be lovely.
Lovely might not be the word.
Definitely
true,
not
true.
The word.
Well, I mean, at least until we can lose it, we could go into the tube. It will go underground, I don't think. Would it?
I think we should just go now because it's starting to come around.
Hurry.
Okay, so you guys start to run, and you're going through all these different alleyways.
I have navigation. For this very reason.
All right, give me
I'll lead us.
Give us a navigation roll.
Oh, no, I shouldn't use that.
Yeah, because now if you fail it.
Oh, 51 under my 60. Woo-hoo, I know exactly where I am and exactly where I'm going.
So you guys make it to the tube. You guys run down into the station, and you see it come up over the buildings as you're going down. You get onto the train.
Do you notice that no one notices this creature?
But why is that? Why us?
It just
and not
happened
the
with
others?
The hair. No one seemed to think that it wasn't an animal. They thought.
Craggy says, "Cause you're all weird."
I know, Alizé, you had said something earlier about enchantment. Yes?
Oh, yes, bewitched.
Oh, yes, bewitched. Perhaps we're the only ones who are not.
Not under a spell or a charm to the city. We must find the source. Maybe be connected to those people that I saw when I was able to get the book back for you. There was that group.
Perhaps we ourselves are the ones charmed and we are touched in some way that allows us to see.
Touched.
Oh, I had not considered that as... It's quite possible. We could be.
I need to be somewhere stationary where I can read more into the book.
It's really dark. There's some, you know, gas lights, but it's dim. The air is thick. It is not something Eugenia likes or wants to be in. How many stops do you guys go to?
Six stops at least.
Okay. At least.
Okay. So you guys travel through this thick kind of coal tunnel, and you get off on the sixth stop. And you come out.
I grab a newspaper off of the seat.
Okay. And you guys head up to the surface, and you don't see the creature. You guys are way far, like, towards the other side of town, close to where the buildings start getting farther apart from each other, and it starts turning into country. What do you guys want to do?
I would like to be stationary somewhere for a while to look through the book for anything that might help us.
You carry that with you everywhere, right? Yeah.
Well, I believe it's safe enough for us to return to the house now that we've lost this thing.
Shall we take a carriage?
Yes, I think that would be most pleasant.
Dignified.
Yes. Now I know why I've never ridden the tube. But it was an experience, wasn't it?
So you guys hail basically a carriage and make your way back to the house.
Ethel is going to start
looking
through the book as they're going.
You know what letters are?
She rolls her eyes but doesn't respond to...
As you're looking through, you feel kind of this relief that you have the book. You know, you've started looking through it before this, but with everything going on, even though it's craggy, you're feeling a little bit more normal having a spirit near you, if that makes sense. You guys travel back to the house, and everybody's there. Lucy is cleaned up, and they're getting dinner ready, and what is everybody going to do when they get to the house?
Read.
Where are you going to read?
Probably in the den. It's later in the season, I think, right? So probably like near the fireplace.
Okay.
Trying to be comfortable reading.
Where are you going to be, Alizé?
Benny and I are going to sit and talk.
Okay.
Somewhere nice.
Cool.
Maybe in a little corner.
Go out into the courtyard and sit on a bench.
I don't want to be outside.
You probably don't want to be outside, no?
No, I'm done with the outdoors. I've changed.
You're an inside person now.
Correct.
Maggie, what are you going to be doing?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I'm just going to follow around Eugenia.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going to literally just follow her around.
Okay.
I'm sure I have like a few pockets because it's not like I'm beyond thieving.
Right. And you're not like a klepto or anything.
No,
you just want to keep things near you.
I just want things near me. So like if I walk by something that is not, you know, like whatever, a handkerchief that I left downstairs or something, I'm going to grab it and like put it in my pocket. But mostly I'm just following around Eugenia.
Okay.
Not annoying at all.
Eugenia?
I'm making sure that Godfrey and Mrs. Fitch close all the curtains. They draw all the curtains.
Okay.
I don't want that thing seeing in our windows that we're here.
Fine, Mom. I'll close all the windows. So anything else?
Well, just check in on the general.
Of course, Mom.
And, how is Lucy?
Oh, the girl, she's fine. I made sure she took a bath and, you know, was clean enough to be able to get dinner ready.
Excellent. I'm glad you at least remembered her name.
Well, she works here.
Well, thank you, Godfrey. She almost spits the words out. Thank you, Godfrey. That is all.
You guys have dinner at some point, and the night seems to go by relatively uneventful. This is the first time, Alizé, that you've been able to sit down with Benny and have a conversation. And he says to you, he goes, so what happened? How were you able to stop?
It's quite a long story. Well, I chose you over everything else, Benny.
So glad that you're okay now.
Me too.
So we can get married soon. Okay, I will speak.
As soon as possible, please.
I will speak to my mother tomorrow and we'll get it going.
I love you, Benny.
I love you too. He goes,
I love it because Mac's face is like, she hates it. Yeah. She likes the blood and guts.
But and not I'm the
here.
Love.
And I'm here for the romance.
I'm just here for the silver.
Nah.
I'm just kidding.
You guys have a nice conversation and you start talking about like plans and what you want and all the stuff that goes into that. And Ethel, do you go to sleep at some point or no?
I think probably involuntarily, like falls asleep while reading.
Okay. So at some point you all fall asleep. I'm going to say that you, Maggie, probably fall asleep pretty close to Eugenia's door because you're kind of...
Or I go crawl in bed with Lucy.
Lucy. Benny leaves at some point but promises he'll be back as soon as possible. And
do be careful, Benny.
I will. I the thing was terrifying.
It really was.
Before I go to bed, can I maybe look at, because we would have a library, some of the natural history books we have to see if there's anything that remotely resembles this creature.
Make a library use roll, I guess, would be a good one.
29 under my 70.
There are books that have come out that are just wrong versions of dinosaurs because they'll put like three dinosaurs together that have no business being together.
Mm-hmm. Brontosaurus.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that you find one or two drawings that kind of look similar.
Maybe without the wings or not as big or...
It makes you think of the creature, but it doesn't, it's not nailing it for you. Everybody is asleep and... At some point, Ethel, you feel something just tickle your throat just a little bit.
What? Who's there?
Shh. You don't want to wake the others. I might have to do something terrible to them. I don't want to have to do something terrible to them when all I want is you. Now wake up. And standing above you a few feet away is Mabel. And Kate Plum is standing next to her, right next to you, with her dagger right on your throat.
Dagger meaning my dagger.
Yeah, your dagger. She plucks the book up and she goes,
She's physically there?
Yeah.
Hold up a sec. She's got a dagger to my throat. Where is her body posturing?
Kate Plum has her dagger to the... Not Mabel.
Yes, I know.
Okay. She's behind you, like, with the dagger on your throat, because you're in a chair, and she's, like, over you with the dagger by your throat.
I want to know if I can push down with my feet and knock the chair backwards into her.
What's your strength?
Strength is 50.
Okay. So you're going to push really hard back.
Yeah.
So why don't you give me a strength roll? Ooh. That's
I got
nice.
A 6.
Oh, my.
Nice.
You're really adrenaline. Strong. Like, okay. Really, really strong.
Yeah. This book has already been taken from me once. I am done with their shit.
You've already killed one man today.
Ethel smash!
Get him, Hulk Mac!
Oh my god, I so approve of this.
Now explain exactly what you're going to do.
Alright, so she's standing over me with a dagger to my throat. I'm going to rock the chair back into her so that I topple with her.
Right.
But the back of the chair is going to hit her, impact her chest first.
Knock the air out of her.
So basically, I'm trying to knock her back and land on her in the chair.
Okay, so I'm going to give her a chance to have a dex roll on this and not get knocked down. Okay. I rolled an 8.
Ooh. I still rolled lower.
She did.
By only 2, though. She doesn't.
By only 2 when we're counting, like, literal single digits here? Single
digit.
Oy vey.
It's like the best roll I've ever done in this game.
You guys, you knock her back. She doesn't fall down, but she does hit the wall behind.
Because I would have clutched the book. Basically, I'm trying to protect it. And because as far as I know, it may be the only thing that's going to help us.
Right.
I'm trying to, like, basically knock back the chair and, like, roll away and make enough noise to wake up the house.
I imagine you would have fallen asleep almost on top of it. Like,
yeah, I probably would have been resting on my chest.
Instinctually protective of it.
So you kick back. You send Kate Plum flying into the wall behind you. She rolled well enough that she's not damaged too badly, but you still got her away from you, and you're holding on to the book.
Did she drop the knife?
With that roll, no. She still has the knife. Everybody make me, except for Mac, make me a con roll. Roll against your con and give yourself an advantage at it, though. So add an extra 10s to it. So this one, you add an extra one and take the better of the two.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
We want to go under, right?
Right.
Okay, 26.
Okay, so you wake up, you hear this big crash.
I just miss it. 73 over my 70.
You had a hard day.
I had a real rough day, you know.
Both of mine are 18 under my 55.
Ooh.
Ooh. So you wake up.
Light sleeper.
General wakes up as well. All right.
Maggie sucks. No, I'm just kidding. She's like just zonked out. You've gone through a lot. She's the one that's like, don't leave me.
So you guys come out in the hallway all at the same time. Ethel, you're laying on the ground and you've got the book in your hand, and Mabel hears the doors open. She goes, we'll talk again later. And they both start heading towards the door.
Can I kick out a leg to try and trip her?
No, because you're backwards on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay. Still sitting. So you'd have to get up and try to chip her. And they're just running for the door because they hear the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes, I will deal with you later. And then they run out the door just as you guys are coming downstairs.
Are you all right? What happened?
Mabel was here. And Kate, they were trying to take the book back.
How did they get inside?
That is what I would like to know.
I thought everything was completely locked here. The security seems very tight.
It was.
Unless they have other means. Fucking Godfrey.
Spiritual realm.
Trust no one.
You think Godfrey?
I'm not in the room. So I didn't say that.
Your son logs.
No, Godfrey may be inept, but he is loyal.
Oh.
Well, they may also have a way of tracking me, seeing as they were taking my blood.
Oh, yes.
Right. Of which I do not know how much more they have.
It's dreadful.
So, you guys lock up the house really well.
Have you learned anything from the book?
Have I learned anything from the book?
Yes. You have found that there is a way to banish Sir Nunos back to the other world. It does take a lot of power. It would take all of you guys working together to cast the spell.
With our powers combined.
Captain Planet.
But
the only good superhero.
That's debatable. So, back to US.
you guys can figure this out. It's just very complicated, and your particular, you're not even close to having the same amount of power that you used to have, so you'd have to find a way to tap into something else to be able to do it. But there is a way to banish him from this realm. You can't kill him. There's just no way. But you can get rid of him through a ritual.
I melt Craggy into ectoplasm and use that for power.
Yeah!
Yeah! Ecto-Craggy!
Ecto-Craggy. That sounds just disgusting.
Right.
Is there anything else you guys want to do before you go back to bed?
I'm not going to sleep
back. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think I can sleep. I'm going to get some tea. Would you like some tea?
Oh, yes. That would be lovely.
With something a bit stronger in it, perhaps, for me.
That could be arranged.
I would be most appreciative.
Yes. I'll go put the kettle on.
If I can look and do some more library use.
Do you need some help in the library? My library use is probably better than yours.
I did own a shop and had books.
True.
Sort of what?
Well, I'm looking to see if there's anything that can protect the house from people like Mabel coming in, you know, when the doors are locked.
That would definitely be something that you know you'd have at your shop. But you guys would have to go to your shop.
Well,
would you like to go to your shop?
It's nighttime.
Would you like to go to your shop?
No, Wes.
Go ahead.
Go to your shop.
How about first thing in the morning?
Heads. Just
kidding. Wes knows what to say. To make me extremely uncomfortable.
Such a shit stirrer.
Swines.
That's
why he's a good GM. All right, so Eugenia, I think there may be some books that might be of use for us in my shop, but I suggest we wait till just about dawn once we get a little bit of light.
Oh yes, most definitely. We're not leaving the house tonight.
So the general sets up a chair in front of the door and just sits there with his gun. And you guys drink your tea and have trouble sleeping the rest of the night, except for Maggie, who wakes up refreshed.
I'm refreshed.
Good morning.
What time do you guys head? Are all three of you going to head over together to Alizé's shop, or are you staying at the house, Ethel? Or are you going to go with them to the shop to look at their stuff?
I'm going to go with them to the shop.
Okay. What time are you guys planning to go over?
At dawn.
Like 7 a.m.
Just early. Yeah, early. Not at dawn.
At dawn. No.
Even in RPG.
I'm just worried about that pterodactyl thing.
Yeah.
True.
With too much light. Just enough light to see and where it's safe, but I don't want a thing to see us. So 7 a.m.
Well, we would take
right.
A carriage, though. So.
Yes, we would.
Yes.
Ethel is going to pull Alizé aside. I was wondering if you could do a favor for me.
Yes, anything you ask.
I have a bad feeling that Mabel is able to track me, and therefore track me to the book.
Correct.
When I am not using it for study, would you kindly hold on to it for me?
Yes, I will carry it for you.
Thank you.
So are you going to stay home then, or are you going to go with them?
I'm going to go with them.
Okay.
But I'm not going to personally carry the book because Ethel feels she's probably a liability to it being taken.
What's going on? Are we going somewhere?
Good morning. There's lots to catch you up on, and yes. Oh,
I feel wonderful.
What do you mean someone broke in? Did they take anything?
No. It was close.
They certainly tried.
You guys head over to your shop. Now, your shop has not been open in over a year. No one's even been in there. So you open up the door, and it's just stale air. And the carcass that Sir Nunos gave you when he first met you is still hanging in the main room, just
mummified by now.
Yeah.
I didn't clean it. You sure?
No, I don't think you did.
Positive.
Pretty sure.
I don't want to see this right now.
So. What I'm saying is I don't like that.
And you guys walk in. You know your shop really well, obviously, so you're able to find these different books that you think that will help you. You do know that your father, Alizé, had a charm that he got from India. It's a little amulet with a jewel in the center of it that is supposed to protect its wearer from... He explained it as supernatural beings, and you think that that might at least be worth a try.
I have this amulet that my father gave me. Ethel, I think you should wear it. It's for protection.
Appreciate it. I don't want to cause a fuss, though, and certainly I'm not the most valuable among us. We should carefully consider if we've got something.
I'm concerned that if they try to take your blood again or anything else against you, I think it would be best.
I met girls like you before.
Have you got anything... Sorry. Have you got anything that... I can't... I'm just trying to, like, fuck Raggy. Hate him so much.
I know.
It's, like, throwing me off for a second there.
Oi, I'm here.
Are you all right, Ethel?
Sorry, there's another voice in my ears, and it is quite distracting.
I'm so sorry. Maybe the amulet will help with that, too. Here.
Low self-esteem is my thing.
I will see how this works and go ahead and put on the amulet.
Craggy disappears.
Oh.
What? Are you all right?
Oh. It is mercifully quiet all of a sudden.
It's working. That's great.
So glad.
Oh, that's lovely.
But it does go both ways and will cut me off from other things. So depending on the nature of what we have
needed
to do.
Yes. Only take it off when you know that you're going to be safe.
Well, in that case, it'll never come off.
Well, we'll be around. We'll help keep you safe, Ethel.
So you grab up some books, Alizé, that you think will help with spells. You guys come, unfortunately, to the realization that you're going to have to cast a spell to banish Sir Nunos from this reality. You're going to have to figure out some kind of spell that breaks the bond between Ethel and Mabel. You, through studying, you guys do realize, because I imagine you spend a good amount of time looking through everything. You do find, Alizé, as you're looking through some of your books, that if you guys don't want to do the magical route, there's always the bullet route for Mabel. But that's yet another corpse that you guys would have to create. So you have to make a decision on...
Mr. Gray.
And a body we'd have to get rid of, because if we got caught murdering a lady...
Yeah, you guys would be...
Much different situation than the elements we've been around.
You
so
guys
far.
Would be fucked. You've got a ton of charms and different things. You're not sure which ones are legit and which ones are not, because until now, you thought they were all... relatively. Suddenly you notice that Maggie's got like six different charms around her.
Maggie,
I'm just keeping them in case we need them later. I don't want to lose them, and they could be important.
I can let you know which ones are and aren't. You can take that one off.
All right,
that one off.
Are you sure?
That one off. This
one seems really important.
No. Why don't you, Maggie? Why don't you set it down?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. I'll get you something.
All right.
Hold on just one moment.
All right, thank you, Alizé.
And I go and get her a charm.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, Alizé, thank you. I promise I won't lose it. I'll keep it right here. It would be very safe with me.
All right.
All right.
That will keep you safe. Thank you, Alizé.
So you guys grab a bunch of stuff, everything that you think you'll
need. It's not really going to do anything. Yeah,
I imagine it's just like a lifesaver on a string or something.
It's the most...
She values it so much now. It's an Egyptian king's tooth.
It's a piece of costume jewelry.
One of Alizé's baby teeth, on a necklace.
Oh, God, no. But it is a piece of costume jewelry that's just inconsequential. Everything else was valuable before. I had to save it.
I would have kept it really, really safe, though.
No.
You guys get all of this different information because it's going to take you a while to go through everything. And do you want to head back to the house?
With our information, sure. And then we can regroup.
Okay.
While we're not around a mummified carcass, maybe?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You guys, as you're heading back, it's been a couple of hours because it takes a little while to do all this. And as the carriage is starting to get close to the house, you notice on the porch Ethel's father
on the porch of Eugenia's house
Ethel's father, a few of Scotland Yard's people, Mabel, dressed up like she's going to see the queen, and the general, all talking on the porch. What do you guys want to do?
Turn around and go the other way.
I don't know. I might have them either like duck down in the carriage or something and I get out. But
okay.
I don't think it would be a good idea.
And then keep the carriage going? Like you get out, the carriage keeps going? Are you going to get Alizé, or are you going to stay?
Well, I have the book.
Yeah.
And Bessel's going to say very quietly to her, keep it safe.
Is it safe?
Is it secret?
Is it safe?
I will.
Nerds! So you're going to get out, but you're taking the book with you.
No, I'm contemplating right now, sorry.
Okay.
I guess I could. I don't really trust being around them. I'm going to stay in the carriage.
Okay. So the carriage stops. Eugenia gets out, and you guys go, and, you're like, keep going. And they all turn towards you. Mabel goes, well, Eugenia, it's so nice to see you. How are you? We were looking for your friend, Ethel. She's left with a piece of property of mine that I wish to have back as you're walking towards them.
First things first, Mabel, it's so nice for you to greet me so warmly and not wait for a response. I really love that in a person. I'm quite well. And how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
British her.
British her.
I wait for it. Yes.
Fatality.
I'm glad to see you're doing well. Yes. And how is Kate getting along? Miss Plum.
Oh, I don't speak with Miss Plum anymore after she attacked you. I am just so happy that you were at your winter wait when that happened. Because without it, you would have died. And that would have been terrible.
We've all crawled across the table to murder Mabel now.
Yes, it's quite terrible when people die unexpectedly. I know that Ethel is no thief.
Ethel is supposed to be at her house while she's on parole.
Ethel, you know her personally.
Mrs. Pendergrass.
Thank you.
Is supposed to be at her home, but she wasn't there when we went. And Mabel gets really angry.
Oh, and Mabel, please don't be upset. I would invite you in, but I know how busy you are. You have so many social engagements.
The officer goes, ma'am, we do need to know where Ethel is. Have you seen her at all? She has to report in, and we have to look into this claim of theft.
Well, it's my understanding that she was to be in her father's care and not mine, officer.
We've been over that. She is not there, ma'am.
We have already been over that.
Well, since she was not in my care, then it was not my turn to watch her, now was it?
Her. And, Mabel goes, fine. We will wait for her at her house and for her return so that we can clear this all up. You enjoy your tea.
Thank you so much, Mabel. Always a pleasure.
It's so nice to see you. And the fact that you're able to continue to wear that same frock over and over again and it still look nice is a testament to who you are. And then she walks off.
So petty.
And that is a good place for us to stop, actually. So thank you guys so much. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was.
Even the parts I didn't like, I liked.
We really don't like it.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, let's talk about Patreon. We have a lot of great things coming out. We have a new show where I talk about GM planning. We're reading stories from Poe and other authors. We're doing a lot of just extra content that will be coming out for you. So check us out on Patreon, type in 12 Sided Stories and we will pop up.
More content, you'll be content.
Yay.
You'll be content with the content.
If we get enough people, we can start doing weekly shows, which is the big goal. So let's now move on to social media. We will start with Terry, who will tell us about our brand new Instagram.
Oh, I don't know how new it is now. I mean, it's like two weeks later. Yeah, I feel like it's been going for a while, maybe.
So
by the time we're doing this. But you can follow us at 12 Sided Stories on Twitter and Instagram. Probably Facebook soon, I'm guessing. I don't know. Probably
we
by
have
now.
A website too.
Oh, we do have a website too. Check us out. Find us.
Yes.
On the internets. And just mostly keep listening to the show. That's what we want. And tell your friends.
Yes, definitely.
You can find me at the Terry Gamble on the internet. That's Terry with one R. And Gamble like Las Vegas. At the Terry Gamble on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And at Horror Movie Survival Guide, scary movie podcast that I co-host with the lovely lady Julia Marchesi. Check us out if you like scary things. And even if you don't, well, you're probably listening to this if you do. So, yeah, check it out.
Go there now.
Thank you, Kelsey.
You're welcome. And as Terry just said, I'm Kelsey Osborne. And you can follow me. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelsey Kelsum. K-E-L-S-E-Y, K-E-L-S-E-M, on the socials.
I'm Mac Beauvais, and when I'm not beating up bitches in the 1890s, you can find me online as at Strange Like That.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and when I'm not writing music for Plate
or
Mail Games.
Or Britishing people to death.
Oh, how droll. You can find me on the Twitter and the Insta at Michulhu, M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. And as already mentioned, we have we actually also have a Discord. If you look up 12 Sided Stories, we have so
we
many
are
places.
Everywhere.
We are everywhere. If you like the sound effects you hear, I do tons of different sound effects that I sell on DriveThruRPG and on BattleBards, which you can get and put into your own games. So check those out. Thank you so much for listening. We have a ton of fun making this show. And we appreciate everybody tuning into it. We will talk to you next time. Bye.